what my mind would tell me. So I take a scripture, for example, that says, whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. I take that scripture until it overrides, it supersedes everything that I've learned in college, everything that I learned in grade school and high school, mm-hmm. everything that I learned from my parents. If it doesn't happen to agree with scripture or agree with my church background, that's going to have to bow to what I now know to be fact out of scripture.
Yes.
Now that is a faith walk for me. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And I go over those scriptures until that is more important to me than anything of the past.
Oh, that is so good, Darren, because that's exactly what Abraham did. You know, when you read Romans 4:20, it said, with respect to the promise of God, he did not waver in unbelief. Now, how can you not waver in unbelief? It says, but he grew strong in faith. He didn't waver in unbelief, but grew strong in faith. How do you do that, Lord? You do it exactly the way you said it. You confess those the word of God. And also, do you know what he did? He gave glory to God. During this time, and we read in Habakkuk, the vision will tarry, wait for it. Now that little phrase, wait for it. What do you do while you're waiting for this thing to happen? Because God's going to do it. You give glory to God. You confess the word. You grow strong in faith so you don't have any unbelief in wavering.
All right, let's take that scripture you just talked about, that in Romans 4:20. Yet with respect to the promise of God. Now, it doesn't mean that we're just referring to this. I believe it means that we have to respect the word of God above everything else. Now, I think of the two of the biggest miracles I've ever received happened to have to do with a house. I needed a house, and I didn't have any money in both cases. And I had to go to the Word of God, and I said, all things are possible to him who believes, one of my favorite scriptures, Mark. I said, all right, Father God, how can I get to that point where this impossibility becomes possible because of your Word? And I would read that scripture over and over. All things are possible to him who believes. All things, Darren, that has to include a house. Mm-hmm. All things, that has to include right now. And with all the circumstances in the natural, we're saying, no, 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 no.
That's right.
It's not going to work. You know, you're going to have to get a big cardboard box and live under the bridge. And, you know, the devil throws all kinds of stuff in there. But I went to the Lord and I said, okay, all things are possible to him who believes. And I found some other wonderful scriptures. Hebrews 11:1 was one. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Lord God, can I have the faith substance of that house I hope for? He said, yeah, I'll give it to you. And I hung in there until those scriptures became more real to me than the absolute lack that I was suffering in the natural world.
Yes.
And you know what? God came through out of the spirit world into the natural world and provided the answer. He's done it for me twice.
Yes. It took some steadfastness. It took respecting God and his word. It took saying the word and confessing the word. It took praising God and glorifying him during the waiting period.
You know what it also took? Was great sacrifice. I had to slaughter fear, doubt, and unbelief on the altar of faith.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you something. That is not easy because the natural world is screaming for you to be the reasonable, responsible person that all your neighbors are going to look at and say, Isn't he a respectable, you know, citizen of our community? Let me tell you, I don't care about that, but I want to be acceptable in the sight of the Lord. And it says here, with respect to the promise of God, he did not waver in unbelief. Mm. That's the dogfight.
Yes, but during that time, he didn't waver. He grew strong in faith. That's by the confession of God's word and glorifying God during this waiting period.
No, but you know, that's what God says. You're going to get stronger in faith if you hang in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what the devil says? You're flying into a box canyon, dummy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, and some of the airplanes here in Colorado have flown into a box canyon, and they end up crashing because they don't have power enough to get up and over the hill in front of them, and they don't have room enough to turn around.
Mm-hmm.
And see, the devil says, you know what? You're going to get weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker, and you're going to bankrupt in every respect. You're going to be an absolute disgrace to your church and your friends and your family because you're putting up with all this hocus-pocus gospel stuff. You got to take the devil on with the word of God and say, you get out of here in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I'm going with faith. I have a vision. I have a vision. Yet with respect to the vision, record the vision so I'd write it down. Lord God, this is what I need. And you said there was nothing impossible for you, and I'm going to hang in here. And I'm going to get what I'm after because you said I can have it.
You can't be afraid of looking no, like a fool, can you? No, you just can't.
And you know, you got to get to the point to where you lay down your ego and your pride and say, I don't care what anybody thinks of me. I don't care. It just doesn't matter to me what some of my best friends think. I'm going to go with God.
Well, you can't have faith with pride. So you got to lay down that pride, any pride there is there, because so many men in the Bible, they laid down everything. Well, you know, Darren, what God wants to see is steadfast faith in his body. He really does. A faith that stands firm against all odds. And we cannot be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And that's Ephesians 6:10. We cannot be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might without faith. We cannot love God and our neighbor without faith. Do you know that faith is a major player in 1 Corinthians 13?
Amen.
Faith, hope, and love, but the greatest is love, but faith is in there. Faith is such a great thing. And you know that verse that you love to quote, Hebrews 11:6. We cannot say we love God and be a cringing, fearful Christian because without faith, it's impossible to please God. And he who comes to the Lord must believe that he is. He must believe, have a complete and mental confidence in God, that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Diligently. Have you diligently sought him, Darren?
Absolutely. For years. And it's paid off.
Yes.
And, you know, it says here, without faith, it's impossible to please God. And the Holy Spirit just spoke to me. With faith, or rather with fear, it's impossible to please God. I'm going to tell you. Because you either have faith or you got fear in your heart. It's one or the other. There's no middle ground. And I one of the tragedies I see, Barbara, is we see parents that haven't taught their children faith. So the parents may have great faith, but they haven't taken time to teach that to their children. And their children are violating so many of the ways of God because they didn't learn. Because mom and dad stepped in there to rescue them all the time. Mm-hmm. And then guess what happens with the grandkids? They don't hardly know God.
Yes.
You know, it dilutes as it goes down through the generations. We have to be accountable to God, and we need to say to our children, you need to learn this. You know, yes, I could write a check and bail you out, but you need to learn a lesson here. You need to go to God to make that car payment or that house payment or buy clothes for the kids or, you know, tuition for college or whatever it is. And we need to keep our checkbook in our pocket and let the kids learn and say, here's the Bible. Let me give you some scriptures. Now, when you conquer these, you'll win.
Yes, praise God.
If you don't, you're going to lose. And I don't want you to lose. You know, it would be so, I've got the money in the bank. You know that. But I'm not going to write you a check because I want you to learn this faith test, and I want you to conquer it. And when you do, you'll be so proud of yourself and so happy in the Lord that dad and mom didn't cave in and make it easy for you and deny you the opportunity to learn what you need to know by faith.
Yes. Our daughter Kimberly is teaching our granddaughter Hannah some things about patience and waiting. And when they go to the store and Hannah says, oh, Mom, I like that. Can I have that? And Kimberly says, well, listen, I'll give you, it's $30 and I'll give you $2 now and we're going to work for it. And of course, Grandma and Grandpa have given $5, $10 sometimes to help in the projects. But she has waited for that prize that she's wanted, that thing that she's wanted. And Darren, she has been so much more thrilled to wait 2 or 3 weeks to get that than to have it right on the spot, the way so many children do. I saw one time it was horrible. It was miserable for me to watch this little girl say, I want that. And her mom said, you've got 3 or 4 others of that very same thing. I want it. And her mother says, you're not getting it. And I watched them walk around, and that little girl was holding that thing. I want it, Mommy. I want it. You said I could have it, and I could have something today or something, and I want this. By the end of the time I was watching those two, I didn't even shop. I was watching. They were my testing thing for that day. And you know what? The mother gave in to her and bought her one more thing on the spot. And I thought, look what Kimberly is teaching Hannah, that you can't always get everything that you want right away. You have to wait for it. And that's such a great example of the Christian walk, the faith walk.
Well, there is a scripture in the Old Testament that says, hope deferred makes the heart sick. Now, that's true if you don't have the Word of God, if there is no hope.
Mm.
I mean, there's no hope beyond that present hope. Then certainly it will. You will be heart sick.
Yes.
But you know, if you trust the Lord, if you go to the Lord and you have faith and you're developing your faith, you know you got to develop more faith. And I heard Kenneth Hagin say one time, you start out by believing for a pair of socks. And then you believe for maybe a pair of shoes, and you believe for something that's more expensive. And then pretty soon you can believe for